Hi, this is Pat Lynch on Speak Up at Women's Radio, and I have such an interesting guest to introduce you to, Miss Adrienne Papp. And she was recently knighted as a lady to the Order of St. Helen. Only 7 people were selected from 13 countries. As it happens, there were 5 women, 2 men, and one of those was Adrienne, and they were all from the U.S. Now, this is even the more remarkable because Adrienne received her citizenship to the United States just 10 short years ago. It's remarkable to be selected. It's remarkable that all 7 were from the U.S., and it's remarkable that Adrienne is one of the 7, and I'm sure that we now will consider her a national treasure. And I can't wait to find out what it means to be knighted as a lady in this special order, and welcome Adrienne and her many talents as a publicist and a news media person to Women's Radio. Hi, Adrienne.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. This was a beautiful introduction. Let me tell you a little bit about the knighthood.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic event. The investiture ceremony itself was very elegant and upscale and very formal, something I've never seen before. And I am greatly honored and very humbled by this rare and historic title, which was bestowed upon me by His Grace Michael Snickrath, who is the Duke of Belgium, but he is also the Grand Prior General of the Order.
Ah.
So the title Lady is actually a European version of what we would call Madame, or as Larry King says, Dame, you know, abbreviated
right. When
he interviews people on his show. The Order itself, but it's basically a title of nobility, and the Order itself is called the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen, which was founded in 312 AD, and technically going back all the way to the Roman Empire, when Constantine ruled the entire empire until he died a few years after the order was established. St. Helen was his mother. And so the interesting thing about this order, which I wanted to let the listeners know, is that it's technically devoted to this day, to the very same chivalric principles of personal honor, courage, integrity, duty, charity, and service to others. So it's very important that this order is actually here to serve people and has nothing to do with service whatsoever. So the order is part of basically a worldwide community recognizing worthy women and men of exceptional accomplishment regardless of race, religion, or nationality. So basically the same prestigious ceremony that was used in the year 300 after Christ now continues today as His Grace the Duke of Belgium knights those providing models of leadership, strength of spirit, and other criteria which basically show that they are worthy to join the order.
And this is not something you can apply for. This came almost as a complete shock to you, didn't it?
Yes. You can't apply, no. The parties that belong to the order actually nominate you. And if the Duke of Belgium, who has the final word, His Grace, accepts you based on what you've done in your community, which is why I was selected and eventually knighted based on what they said in the letter, my unselfish contribution to my community. So that's one of the factors. But also, this is a charity. So 90% of the monies that go into this charity get redistributed to those who need it the most. So what I love about the order, actually, is that it doesn't choose one charity over another. It just gives money to the people who need it the most. It could be a single reason. It could be anything humanitarian that somehow, you know, falls through the cracks and it doesn't get recognized. So that's one of the other functionality of the order.
How amazing and how wonderful. Now, a lot of people do know you as an amazing publicist, and you do quite a bit of work, and you have some very interesting clients. So I know that you do things in quite a different way, too. I'd almost say an old-fashioned way. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the work that you do in the world?
Well, I chose a little bit of a different path because I feel that in the new millennium, we need new ideas and new ways of going about our lives and our business. I have a Master of Science degree in economics, and I also have an MBA. on top of that, I took courses, postgraduate courses at NYU and UCLA. So I basically combined a journalistic approach to a story that otherwise would not get recognized in the media necessarily, because in these hard times, sometimes the media doesn't have enough money to keep themselves going. As we know, you know, the trouble with the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times. When I see a very talented person who has either an amazing service, or he or she invented something, or has a product that is better than anything we know out there, but they have no means to get it out to the mass media, I come in and I combine all of my knowledge, all the way from being an economist, marketer, advertiser, all the way down to being a journalist, and I get a story out there, which I believe in the new millennium is really important, because the old way of advertising is really out, and the new way of advertising is coming in with the speed of light. Not only need to catch up to it, but we have to come up with new ideas that actually captures people's attention in this speedy life that all of us got such a hard time keeping up with.
I agree with you. Part of what works, especially with a women's audience, is the ability to tell a story well. And I know that that's something that you believe in. And it's the ability to capture someone's attention, and whether you're using text or audio or video, and tell it in a way that people say are riveted to that, and that gets attention. And I think a lot of people have moved along so quickly with other kinds of media that a lot of people have forgotten how to write well and how to create PR really well.
Yes, exactly. And see, the difference also, the way I work within my company, is we guarantee the result, as opposed to PR companies, which is, again, the old-fashioned way. They take retainers, they don't guarantee anything. And that, of course, I don't think is right. And so in that sense, we are also very different. But we are very client-focused, meaning I really do know almost everything about every one of my clients. I know their private lives. I know what they have gone through in life. So I have a very personalized and custom-tailored way of telling their story, which actually, even statistically, children in school are now being taught by attaching a story to a certain subject, because they're so used to the constant hyper-adrenaline rush taken the television and, you know, latest technology games, that they simply can't sit still, and they don't pay attention unless there is a story that they can remember. So they learn by association, and that never changes as a grown-up.
The kids aren't the only one who have a hard time retaining things. I know I do, and you're right. It's really a good story that you can remember, not details.
Yes.
And you have a great story. So I am so happy that we had a chance to tell your story here at Women's Radio. And I hope that, actually, Adrian, that you'll come back to Women's Radio often, because I think we all can learn from some of the things that you're doing every single day.
Oh, thank you so very much, but I would love to, definitely. And I admire what you do, too, because it's revolutionary, it reaches people, and I think that women are important factors, especially today. They almost drive the world faster than men do, if I may say that.
Right, and they need good information, and I think that's the other thing. They need good information given in a way, largely in story form, that they can remember and then pass along to other people.
Yes.
Well, please come back to Women's Radio. This is so much fun, and let us add our congratulations to, I know, the many, many, many others that you've received. I think it's very exciting to be named a lady in such an ancient order. I had not heard of it, and I'm just amazed by this. So I'm delighted to know you and be able to share you with our audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's my honor. Thank you.